What?
Hello?
Yes.
Hello, I'm David calling from FIU, Florida International University. We're conducting a survey on residents' perceptions of hurricane threats and damage reduction, as well as how the current economic situation has affected you in your household. I need to speak to one of the adults responsible for the household. Would that be you?
Yeah.
Thank you so much. I appreciate your help on this. I'll start asking you the questions from the survey.
Mm-hmm.
Give me one second.
What are the questions?
Great. The first one, is your home single family home, detached or townhome?
Condo. Condominium.
Single family? Condominium. Okay. Thank you. Do you own or rent your home?
Own it.
Thank you. Please tell me in what year was your home built?
I don't know, 50 years ago.
50 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. That'll be...
74.
Great. 1974. Thank you. Have any upgrade modifications have been
made to the
property?
Why are you calling? What do you want? Wait, what do you want? Why am I giving you this information? I don't care about your survey. Why are you calling me?
Oh, I apologize. This is just a survey intended related to the situations in Florida. Your comments, your answers will help us a lot, and all your answers provided are confidential.
So what is it the survey for?
Correct. We're conducting this survey on residents' perceptions of hurricane threats and damage reduction, and as well as economic situation.
Okay, go fast. I don't have any time for you. Go fast.
Okay, thank you. Have any upgrade modifications have been made to property? Roofing upgrades,
yes.
Impact windows, train
yes.
upgrades,
yes.
Structural.
All of it, which was completely upgraded. Everything.
Okay, structural, drain upgrades. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
How many years have you been permanent resident of Florida?
Ten.
Thank you. Have you or any adults in your household experienced any of the following? Tropical storm, category 1, hurricane category 2, hurricane category 3, hurricane category 4,
tropical
hurricane
storm.
1?
Yep, just tropical storm.
Thank you. Can you give me the year and name, please?
No, I don't remember.
Don't remember? Okay.
No, it was probably like 19, no, it was 2000 and about 16, 8 years ago, but I don't remember the name of it. It went up the East Coast. It was actually a category 1 when it went past Fort Lauderdale, but it turned out to be a category 4.
Mm-hmm. Okay, but you don't remember the name?
Nope.
Okay, thank you. Let me save your response. Thank you. Have you or any adults in your household lived in a home physically damaged by a hurricane?
No.
Thank you. How vulnerable do you feel to damage from a hurricane related to tornado or flooding hazards? Do you feel extremely vulnerable? Somewhat
no.
vulnerable,
no.
not too vulnerable.
Not too.
Thank you. If a serious hurricane threatened your home, how would you prepare?
So I'm on the 12th floor. I don't have to do anything.
You don't do anything. Okay.
12th floor with storm windows, so I'm fine.
Thank you. Let me see your response. When would you begin to prepare for your home for a hurricane? When a hurricane watch is issued, hurricane conditions are possible within 48 hours, or when a hurricane warning is issued, hurricane conditions are expected within 36 hours, your home is already prepared and could be secure within a few hours, or
it's other. Already prepared. I don't have to do nothing.
Thank you. Consider yourself and others in your household. How certain are you that your household will have all the information needed to protect yourselves and your home from hurricane damage? Are you very 100%. Certain?
Yes.
That will be very certain, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. Please select your top three sources of information, internet sources other than social media, radio, TV, newspaper, print media, friends and family, social media, like Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, YouTube, WhatsApp, or other?
Actually, all of the above.
All of them? Okay, we can choose three of the options.
So news,
which ones?
Friends, news media, news, TV.
News media,
right?
Media
news.
And TV. Okay, thank you.
And radio and word of mouth from friends.
Okay, perfect. I've already selected the three main ones, TV, newspaper, and social media. Thank you.
Well, not newspaper. The television news, so TV, radio,
okay.
and friends.
Okay, TV, radio, and friends. Friends and family. Thank
there you.
On a scale from 1 to 5 with 1 being least prepared to 5 being most prepared, how would you rate your household preparedness?
5.
Thank you. Have any of these factors impacted your ability to prepare for a hurricane storm, transportation costs, property taxes, cost of housing, cost of childcare, cost of food and other essentials, loss of income, employment, cost of insurance and other, you can specify. None of the above has affected my hurricane preparedness.
That's correct. None of the above.
No, thank you. Is your home located in a flood or evacuation zone? Yes. Flood zone? Yes. Evacuation zone? Yes, both flood and evacuation
both.
Zone? Neither? Okay, thank you.
Both.
What is the letter designation for the flood zone?
I don't know.
No? Okay, let me give you the options. High flood risk, moderate, low risk?
Probably moderate.
Thank you. What is the letter designation for evacuation zone? All hurricanes, B, category 3 and above hurricanes, C, if advised by all authorities, D, if advised by authorities.
It's advised by authorities, I would say. I don't actually know.
Okay,
it's at the beach in Fort Lauderdale. You tell me.
No. Okay. Thank you. When would you evacuate? If a hurricane watch is issued, hurricane conditions are possible within 48 hours, or if a hurricane warning is issued, hurricane conditions are expected within 36 hours. If a Category 3 hurricane or stronger was going to hit your home within 24 hours, if emergency
managed. Stop. Mm-hmm. Stop. I evacuated already. I'm gone for the summer. I'm not going to be there. I'm in Hawaii right now. Hurry up and finish. I'm done.
Thank you. I apologize. I'm doing my best so we can finish with this survey as soon as possible. Your answers are really helping me a lot. Will be the first one, the best option, hurricane watch is issued within 48 hours. I know you're ready to leave, but will this one be the best option?
I'm already gone.
Okay, the next question, if you need to evacuate, where would you go? To a local shelter, to the house of nearby friend family, another location within the estate, as far as possible to another state. You will not leave under another state.
Yep.
Another location. Okay, between the options, we have to a local shelter, to a household of nearby friend family.
Nope.
Or, okay, as far as possible to another state. That will be the best one then.
There you go.
Thank you. How many vehicles are available in the household?
6.
Thank you. What is the dollar amount deductible on your home insurance policy?
I don't actually know.
No.
I think it's 500,000.
Okay, let me save you a response. How confident are you that you could come up with 5,000 for an unexpected hurricane damage? I am
certain
her chain come up with the full 5,000. Oh, okay.
Yeah, no problem.
How has your home insurance rate changed in the last 1 year, which being a decrease significantly over 10%, decrease on how 1 to 10%, remain the same, increase on how somewhat 1 to 10%, increased significantly over 10%, or don't know?
Increased significantly over 10%.
Okay, and how about between 1 to 3 years?
I would say it's probably from 1 to 3 years, it's probably gone up 30%, so the same.
The same, thank you. How about 3 to 5 years?
I'd say the same. It's been going up every year.
Okay, the next one is 5 to 10 years. That will be the same then.
5 to 10 is not. That's probably just no change.
Remain the same.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. As a result of this increase, what actions did you take? Change insurance provider, increase amount of deductible, decrease coverage, other you can specify, nothing, continue paying higher rate.
Paying higher rates.
Nothing, continue paying higher rate. Okay, thank you. Before we continue, thank you so much again for your help with this. This is really helping me a lot. We're almost done with this review. Thank you so much. If you call in insure your property for less than its replacement value, what is the lowest range of replacement value for which you are comfortable insuring? 10%?
50%.
I want to be insured. I'm sorry?
50.
Okay, we have between that range, we have 60 to less than 80 or less than 60.
Less
80
than
or
60.
Thank you. Which of the following would you consider taking if insuring cost and home ownership costs were to continue increasing at the current range or higher? Moving to another home within the same country, moving to another country within Florida, moving to another state, I will not move from my home.
I'm not sure what the read the question again. What was it? What would
sure.
I feel most comfortable with? Move to another
yes.
state.
Which of the following would you consider taking if insurance cost and home ownership cost were to continue increasing at the current rate or higher? Moving to another
move
home.
To another state. Move to another state.
Thank you. In recent years, has been a trend among homeowners who have paid off their mortgage to cancel their homeowner insurance policies. Would you consider it if your mortgage was paid off? Yes, no, I have already dropped my insurance. Not applicable, don't have insurance.
No, I wouldn't consider no insurance.
No applicable, don't have insurance. Is that your response?
No, I have insurance.
Okay.
No. What was the first answer? The first one.
First one is yes. The second one is no. The third one, I have already dropped my insurance. And the last one is not applicable. I don't have. So which one of the four are
you? No, I have insurance, and I would always have insurance. So I would just pay more money. I don't know what that answer is.
Okay, so your answer is no. Thank you. If a major hurricane impacts your area, which of these levels of government should help you to reimburse your cost? Federal government, state government, local government? Government should not be involved in recovery efforts.
State and federal, I think, both.
Thank you. Now, on a scale from 1 to 5, where 5 is the highest, how much confidence do you have that local building codes are being enforced?
Very confident. What's that, number 5?
Okay, very confident. Correct. That's number 5.
Yeah.
And how much confidence do you have that local land use planning takes into account hurricane risk?
Very confident. Number 5.
Perfect. The next one, the new developments take into account hurricane wind risk? No confidence, reasonable confidence, or very high confidence?
Very high.
Very high. The next one, the new developments take into account flood risk? All confidence? Very high.
Three.
No confidence. Number 3, reasonable confidence. Thank you. The building codes are as strict as they should be to mitigate loss. No confidence, reasonable confidence, or very high?
Reasonable.
Thank you. Next, I would like to ask a few questions about the sea level rise. Do you believe sea level rise is happening in Florida, and do you think your property or finances will be affected? Yes, I believe it's happening, and I'll be affected. The next one is yes, I believe it is happening, but I do not know if I'll be affected. The next one is yes, I believe it is happening, but I will not be affected. No, I do not believe it is happening, or I do not know if it is happening.
I believe it's happening, but I won't be affected.
Thank you. If the government were to take action on sea level rise, how should they fund those initiatives? Increase income taxes, increase property taxes, increase both income and property taxes, or other? You can specify.
Other.
Other. Okay. And what is the option for other?
Lower.
Lower?
And lower tax, both property and income tax. Lower.
Lower taxes on property.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. Most of Florida's coastal areas have a very low evaluation, under 10 meters, 33 feet above sea level, are especially vulnerable to flooding associated with storm surges. How concerned are you about flooding in your area? Extremely concerned, moderately concerned, somewhat concerned, slightly concerned, not at all concerned?
Slightly concerned.
Slightly. Okay, thank you so much. We're on the last question. It's almost done. When you purchase a home, which characteristics were the most important? You can select 3. Neighborhood, schools, crime, price, walkability, taxes and fees, insurance rate, flood zone, proximity to other family, proximity to job or other, and you can specify.
Taxes was one concern. Proximity to relatives, another one. And the third one, I don't remember the third one. What's another one?
Crime?
No, that wasn't a concern.
Okay, schools,
well,
crime, price?
Well, I did consider it. There's no crime in our area, so that's fine. You do that
okay.
One, crime.
Now, between the proximity, between the options with proximity, war, we have proximity to other family or proximity to job?
Family.
Family, thank you. How long do you plan living in your current address? Less than a year, between 1 to less than 3 years, between 3 to less than 5 years, between 5 to less than 10 years, between 10 to less than 20, or more?
3 to 5.
3 to 5. Okay, finally, I just have a few general background questions, and we'll be finished. Could you please tell me your age in a scale between 18-34 or 35-54, 55-64, 65 or older?
65 and older.
Thank you. What is your gender? Female, male, other, or you can specify?
No, male.
Thank you. Including yourself, how many people live in your household?
2.
2? Okay. Are under 12 years old?
No. Zero.
No. Are 65 or older?
64 and older.
64 and one. So basically one is 65.
Yeah.
Or older. Thank you. What is your marital status? Single? Never married? Single?
Married.
Okay, never married. Sorry, married or
single?
You're married. Thank you.
Yes.
What is the highest grade of school completed by an adult member of your household? Less than high school, some college graduate degree, or other?
College graduate.
Are you of Hispanic Latino descent?
No.
No, thank you. What racial groups do you identify yourself with? White, Caucasian, Black, African American, Asian, Native American?
White Caucasian. White Caucasian.
Thank you. What language is the most often spoken in your home? English, Spanish, or other? Thank you.
English.
We're almost done. Please tell me which is the income range for your household under 20,000, 20,000 to less than 30,000, 30 to less than 50,000, 50 to less than 75,000, 75 to 100,000, over 100,000.
Over 100.
Thank you so much. Well, these were all the questions I had. Thank you very much for your responses. Have a nice evening. Really appreciate it.
Thanks. Bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.